Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. What a blessing this has been. Just an unforeseen blessing, man. You know, you never know. Can I tell you the truth? You know, when I first got into radio, a lot of my friends and associates, they started spreading the rumor that, you know, Steve done. He out. You know, he ain't on TV. He, you know, he ain't trying to do movies out here. He done fell off. He a DJ. And, yeah, I mean, you know, word get back because eventually somebody going to say, yeah, so-and-so said you wasn't doing good. You all right? You know, I've never felt like I wasn't all right. But that's other people. But what they didn't know and what I didn't really, really know, I was hoping. I felt comfortable about it. But what they did not know was God's plan for me. What they did not know that what God was going to do for me. What they didn't know was how God was going to show out for me. And so it's turned into this. I don't rub it in anybody's face. I don't say, hey, you see me now. But it just makes me understand a little bit more. It really ain't man, it's God. You know, it's you and God. It's just you and God. So here's the deal today. I wanted to kind of go over something. People ask me all the time, they say, Steve, how do you do all the things you do in the course of a day? You do this, you do this, you do this, and you do this. Okay, are you ready? Here's the secret. Here's the secret. This is not fooling around or nothing. Here is the thing. I care about every minute of the day. I actually allocate every minute of the day. I have a plan. That I recognize the night before, the week before, the month before, the year before, the 2 year before. I got something I want to accomplish in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. I talk about it all the time. But when you break it down, like I always say, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. I got it broken down to what's going to happen tomorrow. And I've even got it broken down to what's going to happen every hour that I'm awake. And then I break that even down a little bit further. I care about every minute of the day. Okay, Steve, how can you care about every minute of the day? Okay, here's the deal. Some people have it locked in their mind that I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to work, and when I get off work, soon as I get off work, I'm going to go to happy hour, I'm going to stop by the bar, I'm going to go by the club, I'm going to go get a beer. I'm going to do one. I'm going to chill. Okay, now let me ask you something. If you are not where you want to be in life, why are you chilling all the time? Every day? Is that necessary? Is that going to get you where you want to be any faster, or does it move you any closer? And the answer is just flat out no. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say you have a trip that you're going to take. Let's say you're in New York and you want to go to California. I don't know exactly how many miles that is, 2,000-3,000 miles, something like that. I don't know how many days that actually take you, but I think 3 days, 4 tops of steady driving, you know, rest, you know, where you got to, but you can be there in 3 days if you drive. Why would you have a goal to go to New York from New York to L.A., realizing how many miles it is? Somebody done told you. Because, see, whatever you're trying to be, somebody done been that before you. Now, if somebody told you how many miles it was to there, and why would you get off on all the rest stops? Why would you get off to have ice cream every time you see the ice cream sign? Why would you get off at the food center every time you saw food center? Why would you get off for gas every time you saw the gas sign? You don't need gas every time you see the gas sign. You ain't got to have the ice cream sign just because they put it out there. And you ain't got to stop at the fast food restaurant just because it's at the next exit, 2 exits down, and the billboard is attractive to you. If you're going somewhere, why don't you go ahead and get there? See, too many times, man, people want to stop at the rest area, enjoy the sights, look at the scenery. Now, I'm not saying you're not supposed to enjoy life as you go along, but if you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? See, you cannot keep playing all the time and expect to see the results. You've got to get committed to what you want. Look, man, this life will be whatever you want to make it to be. You know, if you don't have nothing, you look around and you ain't got nothing. Hey, man, it really ain't nobody's fault now. But if you're not where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? Stop resting all the time. You don't need to chill every day. Be about your business, man. Have a sense of urgency about yourself, your future, your legacy, your children, the people that's responsible, the people you're responsible for. You got to develop a sense of urgency here. You just cannot, I repeat, you cannot just lollygag your way through life and then look up, now you 40, 50, 60, and you ain't got nothing. And you're sitting up here going, wow, man. But look back at your life and all the years you toasted. I mean, you cooked some years doing nothing. Oh, man, how many times, man, have we done this to ourselves? Because I did it to me. I spent all of my 30s making up for my 20s. I spent 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. I spent all 10 of them years making up for my 20s. Man, if I only knew then what I know now, how many times you done said that? If you're not where you trying to get to, why don't you go on and get there? Come on, man. Put your head down. Bow your head and grind. Now, people say, well, what about sleep? Okay. Let's quickly cover this right here. For people who care very deeply about sleep, you're not going to be successful. Sleep cannot mean more than being awake. When you sleep, man, well, what about your rest? Get your rest. I'm not saying you're not supposed to rest, but you ain't got to sleep 8 hours a day. You ain't got to sleep 10 hours a day. You ain't got to be in bed at 10 and up at 8. You ain't got to do that, man. Your body don't need 10 hours sleep. Your body really don't need 8 hours sleep. Quiet as it's kept, let me tell you the truth. If you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? You ain't going to get there sleep. I don't care what people tell you. Look, man, you can talk to a bunch of non-successful people if you want to. They got a whole lot of rules for you that don't make no sense. You know, got to have a plan B. Who told you that? You know, certainly you got to have 8 to 10 hours sleep. Okay. Look at what they have. Now listen to them. If they have what you want to have, listen to them. If your boss is in the car that you want, follow your boss home one day. If he's in the car you've always dreamed of being in, if he pulls up at the house you've always dreamed of owning, then that's where you need to be. But guess what? He not going to hire you over him. He not going to let you have his job. So when you think that position available? But if that ain't the car you always dreamed of having, and that ain't the car, and that, excuse me, and that ain't the house you want to pull up in for the rest of your life, you got to move on, man. You got to get to where you're going. If you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? Stop resting and chilling, man, and concentrate on grinding. Quit caring about sleep so much and just get yourself some rest and then get back up and get at it. That's how you get it, folks. If you got another way, please email me, steveharvey.com. The email bag is open. I'm always interested in hearing another way where I can slow it down. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Mamas and fathers, granddaddies and grandmothers, babies, boys and girls, all races, creeds, nationalities, colors, sexual preferences. May I have your attention, please? Steve Harvey is back. The vacation is over. I'm fresh, rejuvenated, brand new. Been out there talking to the Lord. Came back. I came back a better man.
All right.
I am back.
Yeah.
He has changed me and left me the same.
Amen. Amen. Uh-oh.
At the same time.
Did you hear that, though?
He has changed me.
Don't miss this.
And left me the same. Whew. With several major improvements that will not be able to be detected by the naked eye.
That's both great and scary.
Yeah. So I've changed, but you won't be able to tell. Mm. Won't he do it?
Won't he?
Any good.
Won't he will.
Good morning, Carla Pharrell.
Good morning, Steve Harvey. Bonjour. Welcome back.
Bonjour. Good morning, Shirley Strawberry.
Bonjour. Welcome back. Welcome back. What is up with the Rumpelstiltskin beard, though?
Last time you shaved.
I ain't shaved in, this is 8 days. This is 8 days of no shave.
Okay. We see.
Yeah. If I do this for 30 days, the full beard is back.
Really?
Yeah. If I go, really 3 weeks, the full beard will be back.
Oh, okay. Beards are in, though.
It's just not long yet.
Mm. Yeah. But it's there. Yeah. It's there, though.
I can't brush it.
Why?
Well, it's not long enough to brush.
To brush. Oh, I see. Okay. You're not doing James Harden yet, but you're on your way.
I'll never be able to get that.
You're on your way.
Yeah. They'll eat me up on the internet. Fool, what's going on?
Morning, what's going on?
See, they never know.
Mm-hmm. Fool one, you
fool one.
Hey, what's happening? Thank you.
Fool two.
That's it?
Watch out there now. Bones and juices to you too.
Bones and juices to you.
That's like when my boy Juan was living. We was in the hotel. He said, man, I don't like these hotels, man. They got the same soup, man. Don't want everybody. He said, what is soup dejoie? I said, dog, what did you say? He said, all these hotels got the same soup, soup de joie. I said, hey, man, that's soup de jour, and that means soup of the day.
Right.
Boy, he laid in the floor. He was hot. I said, man,
stretched out.
Don't pick that phone up and call room service and say that to these people.
Y'all got the same soup.
How everybody doing?
Stories, man. So many. Welcome back, boy.
Happy to have you back, Steve. We missed you.
Mm-hmm. You rested?
I'm well rested. I feel rejuvenated. My spirit is good.
Good.
I got to talk to. 30-something funny all week will be me.
Yeah, what's happening this coming right here, this 30-something funny?
I got in an argument in Italy with a dude in Italian, but I was in English the whole time. Coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
By the way, did we fail to mention that we are broadcasting live from Paris, France, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, thank you.
To mention that.
Man. We sure did. We are at the Hilton Paris Opera Hotel. It is beautiful, beautiful. Here. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes.
It's
what a great boss you are.
Boutique hotel with luxury accommodations.
Nice.
It is gorgeous. It yeah. Balling, it's gorgeous.
Balling.
And a great part of the city, too. So much to do. Mm-hmm. This is how good it is.
Excuse you. The mall is like right across the street. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We walked there.
And
carry
on. This is how you know it's something to do, because Mississippi Monica skipped over the Starbucks and went across the street and got some other coffee.
We ate at this fabulous restaurant last night.
But it's a Starbucks right downstairs.
But we did the whole French cafe thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's really upscale.
Yeah, we had fun. Yeah. All right, so back to you, sir. Welcome back again from
vacation. I had a great vacation. Thank y'all for holding the fort down and all that.
You're welcome. We had a blast.
I have several incredible stories. Yesterday, leaving Napoli, Italy, which I can tell this story. The people in Napoli were wonderful. The people in Italy were wonderful. I had a wonderful trip over there. Mm-hmm. This dude at the airport...
Don't
I can
tell
do
me.
This because I ain't ever going back.
Did you get into another situation?
Oh, I got into full blown.
We can't send you anywhere. You can't go
full blown argument with a dude in Italy.
Are you international with this man?
He speak no English and I don't speak no Italian. So this argument was going nowhere.
This is every time.
Dog, let me tell you something.
Every time you go on vacation.
So we going through the little thing. And so the dude says to me, Jenny said, I'll just run away. I said. Okay. So I said, I don't know what you said, man. Then he said, I got to judge this. Okay.
You sound
but
African
see, now,
right
because
now.
You done made it louder, still don't make me understand. So I said, I don't understand what you're saying. Then he said, I said, hey, man, hold up.
Still sound African.
I didn't tell you I didn't hear you. I said, I don't understand what you saying. Now, if you can get somebody over here speak English.
Then we can get somewhere.
So then he stopped and said, you need to speak Italian.
So he spoke English.
I said, okay, cool. Well, I don't know. And all I'm giving you is what I got. Now, what you said in Italian, I didn't understand. So he gets on the phone and he talking.
Crazy.
And all I heard was saying, negro. Hold up, partner. Hold up. Whoa. You talking about me?
Yeah.
Because that's black. It, you know, noir in French is black. I know all the terms for black.
N-O-I-R, noir.
Negro, I know. That's other black. Yes. But are you going a little deeper with what you said after that?
Right. You trying to put it together. Yeah.
So he looks at me and he goes, shh.
Oh, he shushed you with the finger?
He tells you to be quiet?
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
He shushed you.
So now I said, hey, man, you quit talking to me. Get your supervisor over here.
Right.
Jenny got his head. Hey, man, I don't know who Jenny is. But I know who is your supervisor.
Crazy.
Because he ain't said nothing about no Jenny.
I'm so embarrassed I wasn't even
so
there.
So I'm just trying to pick up words. Uh-huh. So finally we get into it so loud.
He said, I don't know who Jenny is.
That I went on and escalated it to hood level.
Oh, not you. No.
And you cussing.
Oh, no, he's cussing big words.
Yeah, so now
Cleveland.
I done pulled out the Cleveland. Maximum profanity term.
Oh, yeah.
The maximum.
Yeah.
The big one.
Yeah. Because that's international.
Four syllables.
This one right here clears up any doubt of how I feel.
We got it.
And he got it too, because soon as I did it, he went, oh.
Not the big one.
Oh, he says, oh, no.
I said,
yeah. Yeah, we there now, partner. Now we arguing. My wife, Marjorie.
But why, Steve? Yes.
Is standing there going,
I know.
Are you for real? If you don't stop this out of this country before we end up in a jail cell somewhere.
Italian prison.
So finally, here come a dude around here, a lady that speaks English.
Finally.
And Italian.
Okay, thank God.
She was his supervisor.
Okay, good. That's
come to find out he was all wrong.
Okay.
I was in the right. She reprimanded him right there in front of me. She said, sir, I'm so sorry. He did not understand what you were saying. Uh-huh. And obviously you could not understand what he was saying. I said, no, that's perfect. That's how all this is. This is a misunderstanding because now I'm trying not to go to jail.
Yeah.
Because my wife done told me we finna go to jail. Because uh-huh. when she came, she had a police officer with her.
So now you get ready to serve time.
In Italy.
Did you stop cussing in?
No. Because I had already... I had already elevated it.
Yeah.
And so then I just went on and I let them have it. And then we go through the thing. And then a whole nother story came when I went through the check. You know where you put your stuff on the conveyor belt?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was a problem.
Too. Why? We do this all day when we travel. Everybody does it. Now, why did you have a problem?
But I don't understand how every time you go somewhere, though, you get into
because
it with someone.
Because I done went through the That's little archway, get. And uh-huh. it done went off about six times. He done sent me back six times. I got on drawstring pants.
Oh.
Take your belt. Not partner, drawstring.
You don't have a belt on.
Take it off. Partner, it's fabric. It's the same fabric as the pants.
Do you have any metal rods in your knees or anything?
I ain't got nothing, man. I'm just gonna be going boom. So he said, your shoes, take it. These sandals. Okay, these sandals.
My toes are out.
All leather sandals. Put their socks on. So I put the socks on. Put the things on the belt. Still got my thing just still going off.
Wow.
Then he said, your watch.
Oh.
Take my watch off and put it in the thing. Mm-hmm. The dude takes my watch out the tray, slide it through, and then tell me to go on. But he got my watch, though.
He tried to jack your watch.
This elevated to a whole nother. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back.
Yes, you are.
We'll
be back with more.
In Paris and having a great time.
Woo! We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve is back.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Steve Harvey's back on vacation, fresh, rejuvenated, brand new. Been over there representing y'all all around the world.
Over there arguing with people.
Yes. Let them have it. I only had a couple arguments.
But even a couple is too many, Steve.
Well, but the one of them wasn't really my fault. A lady dog.
I cannot with you.
Lick my leg and I ain't know it. Boy, let me tell you something.
Steve.
That's a great story for another time.
Yeah.
Let me know. I felt bad about this one.
Oh, okay.
I felt bad about it. Yeah, but the lady went too far, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't give a damn if it is your dog.
Listen, Miss Ann is here. Coming up at the top of the hour, she's going to have our national news. Plus, we're going to tell you about R. Kelly and his response to abusive sex cult accusations. You heard me. Yeah. Right now. Yeah, this is crazy. You've been away, Steve. Woo. This stuff been going on here.
Steve ain't going to say nothing crazy, though.
All right.
That's what we heard.
Yeah. Y'all stuck me with the last pin y'all sticking me with. Yeah,
all right.
I've been talking to the Lord on my break. Yeah, y'all done got Steve on the last thing he said.
All right, well, we're going to, right now.
I'm going to be more calculated from now on.
Hand it on over to the nephew for Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
Child support. That's all you need to hear, child support. Run That Prank Back. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, my sweetheart. Called.
Yeah, what's up? What was this?
This Preston, man. Me and your ex, man, me and we've been kicking it for the last 3 months.
I don't care about you and we not together. We not together. So why you calling me?
Okay, yeah, no, that's cool right there. I understand all that.
You calling me to tell me that y'all together or something? I don't care about what you and do. Me and not together. I don't give a damn about what do.
Okay. No, player. I understand that. What I was calling you about was, you know, you kind of behind, like, 2-3 months on the child support, man, and I told I was going to handle this.
What?
Well, I told her I was going to handle the situation, you know, so.
Nah, I don't need you to handle nothing. You don't need to be worried about how many months I'm behind. Who the hell telling you all this anyway?
When can we expect another payment is what I'm asking you.
First of all, don't you ever call my phone with that. You understand me? Don't call my phone, man, because I'm worried about my daughter, man.
I ain't trying to have no situation.
I don't need you on my back, and I don't need to be on my back about no damn child support, because I do for my daughter, man. So don't call my phone with that. okay?
Okay, well, let me ask, is you working right now?
Man, say, listen here, what's your name, Preston?
Yeah, Preston, what I'm saying is you working right now.
Preston, I do whatever it takes to take care of my daughter, man. So don't you worry about my job security and what I'm doing.
Okay, why not just come by there whenever you get paid next time so I can pick up, you know, the child?
Man, you don't need to come by nowhere. I tell you what, yeah, Preston, you bring your ass around. You come, I'm giving you directions right now. You bring your ass on over here because I want to see your ass calling my damn phone talking about my damn daughter.
Hey, man, we're looking out for the well-being of the baby, man. That's what we looking
What you
out.
Think I've been doing ever since she came in this world? That's what I've been doing ever since she got here. Been looking out for her well-being, and some come just getting a picture. You want to tell me about my daughter well-being? You crazy.
Why is you 3 months behind then, man?
Matter of fact, I do everything I can for my daughter. So for you to sit up here and call me talking about I'm 3 months behind, I don't even keep up with that. I send money when I can. I do for my daughter. I do for my daughter before I do for myself. So if I ain't got it to send, that means I ain't got it at all. But give me a second and I'll go get it. But don't be calling me about my daughter, man, talking about I'm 3 months behind.
Okay, well, look here. First of all, I ain't working right now. So we really need you to go on and get the money over.
What? Hold on. You ain't working, but I'm out here hustling. You calling me about some money? But you over there laying up with both of y'all need to get off y'all and do what the hell I'm doing. That's what I can't understand. It's two of you, but it's one of me. And you want to come to me with that?
Man, I told I was going to handle this situation by being behind on this, you know, this little old child support situation. That's all I'm saying. I need you to go on and give me a date, man, on when we can expect a payment.
Okay, I'm giving you a date right now. Bring your over here right now and come pick up the payment. I got it for you right now. You just tell me what kind of car you drive so I know. Because I don't want to bust the wrong to pull up in my driveway by mistake. I do everything for my daughter. My daughter don't have no wants or no needs. I put shoes on her feet, clothes on her back, food in her stomach. I do everything for her. I don't need you at all. My daughter don't need you at all. I pick her up from school every day and take her to her grandmother's house. So I don't want to hear about no 2 or 3 months behind because she ain't with us. I can see if I went 2 or 3 months and she would I.
Okay, that's another thing with me and the other talked about. We're not going to need you to be picking her up from the school no more. I'm going to be getting her from the school when she
man,
get out.
Man, you done lost your man. I wish I would have kept your up in my daughter's school. You ain't picking up my daughter, man. I don't even know who the hell you are.
I told you my name is Preston, man.
Man,
I'm
I don't
Preston.
Give a about no Preston. You better not. I'm telling you what, man. I don't want you nowhere near my daughter. That I'm going to talk right now, because I don't want you nowhere near my daughter, man. You understand me? I don't want you nowhere near my daughter, man. If I catch
man.
You near my daughter, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to let my daughter know.
Me and the baby is getting along fine, man. All I'm saying is we just need you to send the money, man.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all doing good, because she anyway. But don't put my daughter in the middle of this. Man,
I'm just happen to be in between jobs. That's all, man.
Well, you need to get off your ass and look in between your cheeks and go find you something. Find you a manhood sitting up there probably on the couch eating up all up Pop-Tarts and
I've only had two of them Pop-Tarts, man. That's all.
You ain't supposed to be having none of them because I bought that for my daughter, man. And I appreciate you eating none of that over there. You need to get off your and feed yourself like I do. I feed myself and my daughter and probably your
let me say this here, man. I just want to talk to you about our child, man.
Our child? That ain't your child. That's my
man,
child.
I'm taking the
you
responsibility.
Ain't got nothing to do with her, you ain't got, hey, say, man, don't you ever say that, man. Don't you ever say that to me, man. That is not our child, man. That's my child. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Put your ear to this phone real close, man.
I'm listening, dog. I'm trying to handle this like men. That's what I'm trying to do.
You ain't been here the whole time. You trying to walk up in here and talk about our... I'm her daddy, man.
I'm just trying to be a good stepfather, man, and get the child support.
Stepfather, y'all got to get married first. You ain't no... Man, say, look. I'm going to talk to and handle this. I guarantee you...
No,
hold on.
You don't talk to... No more. You understand what I'm saying? You talk to me. You're dealing with me. I told I was going to handle it. But you're going to make me mad now. Like I done told you. Now, you don't talk no more.
I talk to whenever I want to. We got a child together. You just got in the piss.
Don't you call no more. You don't talk to ever. You talk to me from now on. You talk to Preston.
I'ma talk to and I'm gonna have this dealt with. Trust me.
Hey man, let me tell you something. You don't call man. You deal with me. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I'm not dealing with you with a thing. You hear me? The only thing I'ma deal with you is my foot up your. That's
hey,
how I'ma deal
hey,
with
man.
You.
Look here, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
I don't want to hear nothing else you got to say, play. I done heard everything you had to say. Let me tell you something, man. You want a job, we hiring right now. I'll put you in with the man in charge. I'll get you a job.
Nobody want to work with you, man. I don't like your attitude.
You need to work with somebody because you ain't working with nobody right now.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening?
Man, say what the hell you got to say, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning
Man,
Show.
I don't give a damn. Say, man, I don't care who the you are. I don't play about my daughter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is standing by with today's headlines. You know, Steve Harvey is back from vacation today.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. We're live from Paris,
in
too.
In Paris, at the Hilton Paris Opera Hotel.
It's sexy over here. Yeah.
Hotel luxury. Yeah, it's out of control.
Uh-huh.
What is this y'all talking about?
Well, okay. This
caught
is...
up because let me tell you something. And this is honest to God truth.
Hmm.
I have not watched television or read a newspaper in 30 days.
Wow. Well, I think
I
that's okay.
I saw TV last night for the first time.
I think that's okay
vacation.
For you because you need vacation. You
need
to
get away,
just
get
clear
break,
everything.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just be clear. All right, but this story right here, though.
This is nice.
All right.
Here,
yeah.
The story this right here.
Right here, Jay. Yesterday, R. Kelly has been accused of brainwashing young girls to participate in his private sex cult. The parents of the girls allege that Kelly operates these cults from his properties in Chicago and in Atlanta. It's been reported that there are 6 women living in the properties rented by Kelly, and they all are just above the age of consent, these young women. The mother of one 19-year-old admitted she allowed her daughter to travel with Kelly to further her singing career. Now the girl reportedly refuses to come home and rarely has contact with her family. That's why she contacted the police in an attempt to save her daughter. The 3 former Kelly associates who support the parents claim that he controls every aspect of the girls' lives, dictating what they eat, how they dress, when they bathe, when they sleep, and how they engage in sexual encounters that he records. Sadly, it's a similar story to the other girls involved. Since the news broke, R. Kelly has denied the sex cult allegations. He told reps at TMZ that Mr. Robert Kelly, or his rep, I should say, told TMZ, Mr. Robert Kelly is both alarmed and disturbed by the recent revelations attributed to him. Mr. Kelly unequivocally denies such accusations and will work diligently and forcibly to pursue his accusers and clear his name.
Okay,
this is really serious right here.
Okay. I haven't been here, and I'm coming back and have revelations on how to be on the radio from now on. I'm not going to say anything. I have a question.
Okay.
This is the form of a question.
Okay, you're just asking because you've been away.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Go ahead.
Not being
know.
Judgmental. Don't know any of the facts or being truth or rumor or any
know.
Of that.
Yeah, because you haven't been here.
This is the only question I have.
Okay.
Who sends they baby to the R. Kelly singing camp? Can I just ask that?
And you done now? You're done, right?
Jay.
That's your only question?
Jay, I don't want nothing. I ain't saying nothing.
You just got back.
I just
answers.
Got back. Yeah. I don't know no facts.
You want to know who in the... No, who in the hell?
Yeah. Who is the 6 mama that send their baby to the R. Kelly singing camp? I don't know what's happening.
Oh, girl, you haven't seen any news. Yeah, you're just asking. You haven't seen any news. You don't know.
Can I get in trouble for asking?
No, it's just a question, Steve.
Question. No,
yeah.
Because
no,
I put it in the phrase of a question. From
party.
Now on.
Come on, Jay.
So I just need to know what to
I love
do
it.
That.
A lot of party.
Shut up, Jay.
It's time. We got to switch gears here because Miss Ann is waiting in the wings. Introduce her, Steve.
Back, big dog. That's how you come back.
You just ask a question.
I just ask a question.
Miss Ann is a journalist. She'll understand because she has questions all the time. So you're okay with your question.
It's a locked up party.
You sing one more R. Kelly.
We have to bring in Miss Ann. Come on, Miss Ann, the lovely and talented one.
Thank you very much.
She don't know what to say.
I know. How could you?
I really don't. All right. This is Andrew with the news, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Well, the second attempt by Republicans at fulfilling their 7-year promise to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act has failed despite having the majority of seats in the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell couldn't muster the votes he needed within his own party.
This has been a very, very challenging experience for all of us. It's pretty obvious that we don't have 50 members who can agree on a replacement. A lot of people have been involved in the discussion, been very passionate discussions, but everybody's given it their best shot.
Now, McConnell's idea now is to approve just a repeal of Obamacare and putting that off implementing it anyway for 2 years so as to give Republicans time to come up with some sort of replacement bill that will pass. The president, meanwhile, lobbied strongly in favor of the Senate bill, but now he's saying, told you so.
I think you'll also agree that I've been saying for a long time, let Obamacare fail and then everybody's going to have to come together and fix it and come up with a new plan and a plan that's really good for the people with much lower premiums, much lower costs, and much better protection.
Okay, now how does it fail? Now some people feel that the Trump administration will push it and allow it to fail on purpose. One way for the Trump administration to try and push the Affordable Health Care Act off a cliff would be for the Trump administration to stop withholding those cost-sharing payments that the government makes to insurance companies to help keep down the expenses for low-income enrollees. In advance of that, so 17 states have joined in a lawsuit to force the government to keep those payments coming, just in case that's one of the tactics they want to take. An Oklahoma district attorney has announced the plans to retry a white former policeman who shot and killed his daughter's black boyfriend. This would be the fourth trial for Shannon Kepler. The first three ended in mistrials. Kepler charged with the fatal shooting of Jeremy Lake back in August 2014. He claims that he thought Jeremy Lake had a weapon. No weapon was ever found on Jeremy Lake anywhere in the vicinity. O.J. Simpson could find out this week if he's going to be paroled. And today is National Hot Dog Day, to National Stick Your Tongue Out Day, and also National Hug a Friend Day. That's
hug your friend. Hug it.
I wonder why nobody don't love me. This has been Ann Tripp, back with Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve is back.
Okay, I just read something funny.
Fresh from vacay, what?
On Instagram, on DJ Greg Street.
From Atlanta.
He said, this is for couples who flaunt their love on Instagram, then suddenly go quiet after they break up. You need to tell us what happened. We invested a lot of time, likes, and comments on your pictures and posts. We need closure, too.
Like, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eugene.
That's it? No fanfare?
Jay has been laying it out for you, Jay.
Okay, well, Jay, go ahead and do it then. Well, let Jay do it then.
What? Steve?
Now.
Jay, just do it.
Wait, before you start, Jay,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Go ahead,
Jay. No, you wait a minute. No,
you go wait a minute. Your segment, boy, your segment is at best when I'm back. Tedious.
But you can bring me out, right? But if you bring me out, right?
You get out. Together.
Come on, Jeff.
Because Steve is back, and so is Eugene.
Woo! See there? See how he did that? You need to take notes. See how he did it?
I don't feel that way about you, though. See, Jay knew. Jay still think it's something to you, like something coming.
It
I know ain't nothing
something
coming.
To me.
It ain't
is
ever.
It is.
Go ahead. What you got today?
What's the matter, Butterfly? What's wrong? Bonjour.
Frustrated.
Well, see, the problem I have is that you got all the girls down there in Paris with you, and I was not invited.
See there? Already, this ain't living up to the intro.
It is living up to the introduction. Can I ask you a question? Why did you not invite me to go to Paris when the girls are there having a good time, and I wasn't invited as well?
Because Tommy couldn't come.
To hell with Tommy.
Well, that's easy for you to say. But see, I know the truth about you.
Do you regret not being there? Do you regret it?
No. Because
how do you really
feel? Know for a fact who made you. I know for a fact that if it was not for somebody else, there would be no you.
But I'm there aware. Is a you. Somebody made you too. Everybody been made by somebody. Somebody made you too. And I already know who
she
made you famous.
Has been
so
telling
don't,
that
get
lie
me, don't get me started
years.
On who made you famous because I know who did it.
Mm. Wow.
See right now? You're about to get yourself in a real situation, pretty boy.
Steve, you just got back. Let's try to make nice.
I'm loving it.
But he comes back. He come back with an attitude. He come back just mean to me. You've been nice to everybody else on the show. Soon as it's my turn, you're so aggressive. Y'all mean to me.
What's that say?
What?
What did you just do, dog? You know what he be doing. He be bawling. You know, he's so grizzly with it. What?
Eugene, I just let Jay introduce you.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he introduced you, you started complaining, which did not live up to your introduction. And like I said, the reason I'm not excited about your segment because it's never nothing. And now we got 30 seconds left. You still ain't said a damn thing.
There's the jingle.
You said you had some revelations while you were gone on vacay, Steve.
Mm-hmm. You done come back and hurt my feelings. It's wrong. Oh, you been gone for 30 days and you come back. And you...
All right. When we come back, J. Anthony Brown is mad too. Oh boy, we'll be back at 34. I don't know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are live from Paris, France. I said Paris, France, not Paris, Texas. Paris, France. Okay. Yeah, we're here. At the Hilton Paris Opera Hotel. I hear some grumbling in the back. Bitter Man.
What's the hate?
AKA J. Anthony Brown. What's going on? Aren't you happy that we're here?
It's bad enough that y'all left
Steve's
me.
Back.
I understand you leaving Eugene. He could not go. That I understand. It's not that you went to Paris. It's the way you did it.
What do you mean?
How did we do it?
You didn't even tell me you were going. I come to work today. I just show up today to work. And I'm like, well, where is everybody? They're in Paris.
You forgot. We told you yesterday, Jay.
Yeah,
you forgot.
Yeah. Told me yesterday, and it's so bad. I'm hearing you. Yeah, you're in your fancy hotel. You got butlers and chauffeurs and valets and you know cooks eating crepes and everything. And
well,
I'm in here.
Steve does it. Yeah.
Croissant,
I'm in here
champagne.
Eating old ass Cheetos
for breakfast, Jay.
And I hear all this ordering and plates clinging and stuff like that, and you know. Eating Greg Poupon and this is ridiculous.
French fries.
French fries.
Real
French fries. I'm like, sure, would you like some on mustard? I'm like, what?
Yeah. Hey, man, you want me to tell you why all this is happening to you?
Yes, what?
You want to know why you eating old Cheetos? You want to know why you ain't
know
in
why.
Prayer?
Am I treated
Paris?
Like
you
this?
Know?
Yes.
You want to know why? Because you ain't got nobody. That's why.
You know what?
Huh?
Yeah, what? You ain't got nobody. You need to get you somebody, man.
I could have had more fun at the R. Kelly camp. I really could, man.
Here we go. It's about to happen.
Really, Jay?
I could have had more fun. Hey, Kelly, I'm outside.
Don't repeat that, Jay.
Don't get Steve started.
So what are you saying, Steve, that he needs love in his life? Is that what you're saying?
He ain't got nobody.
See,
y'all told him we was going to Paris.
We did.
He could have easily got on the plane and just came. You know why? Because he ain't got nobody.
Well, what does that mean? See, our spouses are here. They're working. Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, but see, y'all got somebody so you can go to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you got backup.
So single people
can't go to Paris.
He ain't here.
don't get Jay a hard
time. You
got
to be in a relationship to go to Paris.
You ain't here.
Well, I think I'm good then. I'm all right.
You're so bitter. You know, Jay, if you wasn't so bitter, you know, if you could move past something.
But he's always bitter. You know,
bitterness keeps me where I am. I don't have to
hate. Just straight hate.
But listen to me.
Yes.
1986 is when I met him.
Wow.
Wow, that's a long time.
Long time ago.
Ooh. That's over what, 30 years?
30, yeah.
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 31 to be exact.
That's
I
right.
Bitter okay. then.
Been bitter the entire time. Some of the funniest bitter moments I've ever seen.
But you, so you knew him when he was married and in relationships.
Oh, hell
yeah. Bitter then. Those were my bitterest years.
Yeah.
Bitterest.
Let me tell you something.
Bitter.
I've talked to wives.
Jay's exes?
Yeah, I've talked with them.
What do you think happened?
I know
happened?
Their names. Can't gonna say them, but I know their names.
Okay. Okay.
Well, then it's Jay. You think it's Jay?
No.
Yeah, it's me. It's me.
Okay.
Oh, he'll tell you. Okay.
Yeah, it's me.
No. Why is it you, Jay?
The
why
reason
don't you
that
change?
This is not working because it's me. Yeah, I take full responsibility.
It's not you.
Well, why don't you try
it's
to
not,
change?
It's not you.
It's me.
No, it's not
me.
You. It's me.
As soon as it get thick,
uh huh.
Soon as the work part come in.
Oh, yeah. In the relationship, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't
going. He's not gonna go no. that extra
no.
mile.
No.
Extra mile.
Uh huh.
No. I'm not going to go the extra half a block.
he ain't crossing the street. He ain't going to meet you halfway.
That's just selfish,
he
Jay.
He don't even turn around yeah. and face the direction you in.
All right. We'll try and figure this out. Try and get Jay happy again. We'll be right back.
Not going
to
do it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We're live from Paris, France at the Hilton Paris Opera Hotel.
Yeah.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter. And people are so glad Steve is back. Jay and Tommy.
Yeah, I heard about y'all.
Like you did a bad job, sir.
I'm just
I
telling
heard
you
about y'all. Heard y'all people... wasn't trying to help nobody. Somebody said, Steve, you need to get back here because
yes.
the Strawberry Letter going down the drain.
Yes.
They not trying to help nobody.
No. So today's letter, I'm tired of begging him for it, is the subject. I'm tired of begging him
Somebody
for it.
Somebody said the Strawberry Letter should have been called while you was gone. What the hell you writing us for?
I like that segment. I like that.
Yeah. But first, come on, it's time for the prank phone call. Nephew Tommy.
This goes out to everybody that don't know how to tip the wait staff when they go to the restaurant. This is called tips.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. Kenny.
Yeah, this is he.
How you doing? I'm actually calling you from the seafood house. You came and had I waited on you. You came and had dinner over here the other night.
Yeah, about two nights ago.
Yeah. How was your food? How was the service?
Everything was good. I don't have any complaints. I always enjoy when I come there. I never got a phone call from you guys. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm actually, I don't know if you remember me waiting on you, but I actually waited on you.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm good. Would you say that my service was pretty good and up to par?
Yeah, like I said, man, everything was excellent. Every time I come there, the food is great, the service is good. I have no complaints. Everything is good.
Okay, good. Good deal. Mr. Kenny, listen, you if you don't mind me asking, man, if you really thoroughly enjoyed the service as well as the food, and I'm assuming you come here a lot, so I'm assuming you really like the food that we put out. If you don't mind, if I could ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, if the service was so good and you enjoyed everything, why you tip me the way you did?
Excuse me? Why did I do
I mean, you know, you didn't even tip even close to 10%. You know,
First of all, let me ask you something, because I don't remember giving my phone number or writing my phone number down on any survey. I've never taken a survey, nor have I gotten a call from you guys. So, how did you get my phone number?
Well, I'm just giving a courtesy call, and I'm just curious about. You know,
courtesy, okay, that's fine. But how did you didn't answer my question. How did you get my phone number? Because I didn't give it to anybody there. So you've done something to obtain my
number. Well, I went on and done the research of what it took to get a number. So, yeah, I did. You know, it was just bothering me that you tipped me the way you did.
Well, it's bothering me that you calling me in the middle of the day asking me about a tip. First of all, how much did you say I tipped you?
I got $5 tip, and your meal was at least 80 some plus dollars.
Now, if you done all this research, and you got the wrong number. You got the wrong damn number. Because first of all, I tip more than $5 damn. I used to work for tips, bro. So let me explain that to you. I used to work for tips, and I know what it's like. And then $5 is you got the wrong table. You done all this research for nothing.
No, you're the exact person. You, Mr. Kenny. I waited on you.
Yeah, I'm Kenny, but damn it, you don't got the wrong Kenny, because Kenny don't tip no damn $5. When I go, I ball, baby. I go to the people out because I want to entertain my people. You know what I'm saying? So I don't
okay,
have
but
time.
See, the problem I'm having, you know, you bringing your people and you want to ball and everything, but you balling with them, but you shortchanging the waist staff.
I ain't shortchanging damn. Look, you complaining about $5. I give you $5. Get off this damn phone. That's what I give you $5 for. I don't tip no damn $5, bro. I got plenty of money. I don't need you to call me, tell me how to damn tip. I told you, man, I used to work for tips. I don't need you to call me.
You would think that if you were somebody that worked for some tips, that you would know how to come in and tip somebody at least 15%, man. I can't even understand how you come in, you ball, and you done brought a couple people with you, and you leave me with $5.
Look here, man, I ain't leave you with no $5, man. I left at least $25 up in that thing, because I was hosting some people, and I wanted to show my gratitude for something, and you calling me about the wrong damn tip amount and the wrong person. You done got the wrong person and called me.
I ain't got the wrong person. You missed it, Kenny. I remember waiting on you and two other people when you came in there. What? Wasn't you in there with two other people?
Man, who the hell are you? How you know all my damn business anyway? Who the hell are you?
Because I'm the one that waited on. Let me tell you something. The only way we can really rectify that. Once you do this, man, once you come back up here and bring me the tip that I deserve.
I ain't coming no damn way. I told you. Matter of fact, when I come up there again, I'm gonna look for your. You give me your name and you give me your manager name. Cause matter of fact, I'm going to call up there and come up there today because I don't appreciate you calling my damn phone about some tip. And I know good and damn well I took good money.
Okay, well, do this for me. Do this for me. When you do come up here today, will you bring me my damn tip money?
I'm going to give you a tip. Quit calling people about a tip and maybe make some better service and you'll get a better tip. I'm bringing you a tip. I'm bringing you the tip of my shoe up your that one of my brain. Cause you got.
I get into the job today at 5 o'clock.
Hey, look here, man. It ain't no problem. That's perfect, because I get off at 5. And I'm going to come down there. I'm going to talk to your manager. Then I'm going to hand you the little extra money, tip money you want. Then I'm going to whoop your in the parking lot. That's what I'm going to do.
I ain't worried about getting my whooped. I want the tip.
So I'm going to give you a tip. Quit stalking people by the damn tip. That's what you stop doing. That's your tip. You see, you're going to piss me off now. See, I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to whoop some. That's what I'm
going
to do.
Okay, well, what time
give you,
is you going
to
get
I'm going to give you $5.
And what do I need to do to help you out?
My time. Hey, what?
Hey, man, I ain't worried about nothing, because let me tell you something. If you whoop the same way you tip, I ain't worried about a damn thing.
No, check this out. You got the wrong number, but you got the right, because I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to let you see what it is, player. See, I try to conduct myself in a nice manner and be professional, but you done bought the out, and you going to get it. I got your tip. When I bought, you better weave. I'm coming down there and beat your. That's what I'm going to do. You going to get the real. I'm coming down there as soon as I get off from work. You better not bring your down there. You better not.
I'm coming down there, babe. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm going to be
there. What's your name? What's your name, dog?
You got a pen and paper?
I remember your name. What's your name?
My name Tommy.
Tommy what? Cause Tommy who?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Say what?
Hey man, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Richard got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all. Man, you done got my damn pressure up, man. Y'all some stink. I'm gonna get both of y'all time. Get both of y'all, because y'all ain't right. Man, you got me hollering in the damn building. My employees looking at me, man. They ain't never seen me act like this. I'm up here talking about a meeting so we can get our company Christmas party together, man. And you got me acting a damn fool here. Okay, y'all, man.
Hey, Kenny, man, I gotta ask you though, baby. Come on, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. take all the employees to the seafood house, man.
Hey, I'm scared to go down there now. They might be scared to go with me. That might be a good thing, though, because they're going to be pulling out their tips now. They're going to be, we got it, boss, we got it. Man, y'all got me.
Keep it stupid.
That was crazy.
Stupid. Hey, stupid continues. Saturday night is going down. That's July 22nd. It's Saturday. Southern Fried Comedy. We are in Delaware. That's right, Delaware. So everybody in Philly, Delaware, come check out your boy. That's me, Junior, and all our boys from H-Town. All right? There it is. Southern Fried Comedy. Next week, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama at Stand Up Live. Stand Up Live. That's the new comedy club in Huntsville, Alabama. So tickets on sale. Right now, Delaware, then Huntsville. Just like that. Delaware Saturday, Huntsville next week. Keep it rolling. The nephew is moving around the country.
Okay. All right. And so is Steve. He's moving around the world.
The world. That's a little different.
We're in Paris right now.
Bonjour. That's all I say. Yes,
when you argue with a man in another language and don't know what he's saying, and you don't know
but
what he's saying.
But win it, though.
He won the argument.
Because I elevated the argument. I took it hood. Yeah, I put the profanity out there that everybody understand that one word,
no matter
that
where
one
you
word
is,
in profanity
yeah.
that gets everybody's yeah. attention. Yo.
All right, coming up, the strawberry letter subject. I'm tired of begging him for it.
Ooh.
She's begging?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right.
Can I say something?
Yes, what? Say it.
I've been off for 30 days
mm-hmm.
without working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
I'm
absolutely toned down.
We've been on the air for 2 hours.
These 2 hours done just about destroyed me.
You ready for another vacation?
We need you, Steve. Oh, we need you for the strawberry letter.
I'm looking out the window. I'm sitting here going, man, do you hear me? For 30 days, I've done nothing. Wow. Do you know the first time I watched TV was last night?
Wow.
I have not seen a television or read a newspaper in 30 days.
Dang.
I just found out that Donald Trump's son met with the Russians.
That's been headlines for the last 2 weeks.
And Donald Trump just found out day 4 yesterday. I just found out. I just went. I went, man, where have I been?
Yeah. Well, you've been on vacation. You
deserve it.
I didn't
know about
none
of this hill. I didn't know that OJ was coming up for parole.
Tomorrow, yes, the hearing. Oh, yeah. The parole hearing is tomorrow.
Okay, can I ask another question?
No, save it. We got to do the strawberry letter before we run out of time.
Okay.
Because you know you do.
So from now on, so y'all can't get me on nothing, everything I have, it's going to be a question.
Just an inquisitive little something, aren't you, today?
There's
going
to be no more damn statements.
Come on, man.
Now, y'all have right, stuck go. Steve for the last time.
Stop it.
Buckle up. Hold on tight, strawberry letter. Here it is.
All right, subject, I'm tired of begging him for it. I'm so glad you're back, Steve. Dear Steve and Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 21 years. When we first met, we were intimate a couple of times, but we decided not to have sex anymore until we were married. Neither one of us was in love when we said I do, but I thought that we would grow to love one another. On our wedding night, he refused to have sex with me. I should have ended the marriage then, but I didn't. For the first few years of marriage, he worked in another state and he came home on the weekends. He refused to have sex with me when he came home. A few years later, we had children, but not in the natural way. Sex was still not a part of my life. For the last 2 years, we have slept in different bedrooms and he is okay with that. We only have sex 3 or 4 times a year and I have to beg him for it each time. I have tried to seduce him, but he doesn't like anything I try. He sees absolutely nothing wrong with our marriage. He told me love is overrated and sex is a luxury. We have never had an emotional connection, but I've never had trouble with him cheating on me. I have tried everything, and I'm ready to call it quits. Should I stay for the children, or should I go while I still have time left? We're in our 40s. I failed to mention that he loves pornography. Help! I really need your advice. Wow. Okay, I feel really sorry for the kids. You didn't say how old they were, but you guys have been married for 21 years. This is a mess right here. It's awful. Yeah, you should have ended it a long time ago. You really should have. I mean, how it's lasted 21 years, who knows? You should have ended it, especially before you guys had kids. And how did you have kids again? Through a surrogate or what? Artificial insemination? You said not the natural way. Yeah. All right. That's one of the reasons, you know, people get married, to enjoy sex with the one person in the world that they love. But, of course, you guys didn't love each other. Why did you guys get married again? I'm so confused. You know, you're not having it with your wife, that your husband is. And I just think that's wrong, but I just think it's part of the no love situation. I have no idea why you guys are still in this loveless marriage. Is it because of the kids, who I don't think are really kids anymore? They have to be kind of age now. The fact that he's so into porn, it's probably taking away from his lovemaking to you. I just feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for your kids. And it's not too late to get out of this crazy thing that you call marriage, which really isn't a marriage. Steve is back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is back. Let's go, Steve. Craziness.
Well, I'm tired of begging him for it. Keyword it.
Yeah.
That thing.
Uh-oh.
That dude out there.
He's back.
The wild thing.
Yeah.
Sound like us.
The orangutan.
Orangutan.
Yeah, jungle love. My husband and I have been married for 21 years. Mm. We first met, we were intimate a couple of times, right there. Was that not a sign from God
from the Lord?
Of things to come?
From the Lord, though?
When we, who first meet and don't have sex but twice?
Put the Lord in true. That.
Who first meets and just have sex two times? When I first meet you, I have sex with you two times before we have sex. Let me repeat that.
Heard that.
When I first meet you,
yes, yes,
I have sex with you two times before we have sex.
Hello.
So now, but y'all wasn't intimate but a couple of times. Mm. We decided not to have any more sex until we were married. Neither one of us was in love when we said I do, here's the key, but I thought that we would grow to love one another. Well, y'all didn't grow.
Mm-mm.
There was no growth here. You married in with no love. You still ain't in love. Y'all ain't fitting to be in love. This marriage was doomed from the get-go.
Yes.
When you just was intimate a couple of times before you got married.
You, on the other hand, do what?
Once
now?
Again.
Yeah.
When I first meet you.
Come on.
I have sex with you a couple of times before we have sex. Let's just be clear about that. So when we do have sex.
Yeah.
That's the third time.
As soon as we have sex, that's the third time.
That's the third time, yeah.
Yeah. And a couple times, I mean, I'm four in. We do it four times, I got six. Now.
That's funny. That's funny.
He refused, on our wedding night, he refused to have sex with me.
Wow.
What? On the wedding night.
This doesn't make sense.
Ain't that the whole reason I got the tuxedo?
Yes, yes.
Ain't that the whole reason I was standing there?
Yes, waiting for you to walk down the aisle.
I bought you a ring and then don't want nothing for the ring?
Right.
Where we going with this?
I don't know.
When we come back, we're going to find out after a few years of marriage that he worked in another state and just came home on weekends. Well, I have a surprise for you on that.
Surprise. We'll be back.
Really was working out of town.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get some advice from Steve and I for your relationship issues. Please, please, please send us an email at steveharvey.com and we'll try our best to help you, okay? Today's letter, subject, I'm tired of begging him for it. Come on, Steve Harvey, with part two.
How much time I got?
You have a little time. Yeah, you have some time. Yeah.
I don't even know the new clock no more. Welcome back. I'm so doggone confused.
You got some time.
Here's this woman. I'm tired of begging him for it. Mm. They've been married 21 years. When they first met, they were intimate only a couple of times before they had to have, and then they decided not to have any more sex till we was married.
Mm-hmm.
Once again.
Yeah.
Who first meets somebody and don't have sex but twice? What did I do?
What did you do, Steve?
When I first meet you, mm-hmm. I'm going to reiterate this. Uh-huh. I have sex with you two times before we have sex. Okay? I'm just letting you know.
So your her first time is your third time.
It's my
time.
Third time.
Yeah, got it.
Been with you twice already. Glad you came round. Welcome to the ride.
Literally.
Now, neither one of us was in love when we said I do, but I thought we could grow to love one another. The statement I made, y'all didn't grow. You still don't love each other.
Mm-mm.
On our wedding night, he refused to have sex with me. Who does that?
I
done bought this ring, rented this damn tuxedo, went to rehearsal dinner with some people I don't
like. You don't like, yeah.
I don't even want to like all your bridesmaids you done picked. And now, and we done been to this party, we ate all this cheap food,
mm-hmm.
and now we not finna have sex. Okay, something wrong right here. If you was having sex with me, I should have ended the marriage then. Yes, you should have, but I didn't. For the first few months of marriage, he worked in another state, and he came home on the weekends. He refused to have sex with me when he came home. That's because he having all his sex on the road.
Really?
Yeah. Where's the magic trick in this? He worked in another state.
Yes, he does.
He came home on the weekends. He refused to have sex with me when he came home. Mm-hmm. That's because he had all his sex on the road. He got a rest. Because Monday, he got to go back on the road. And they're waiting on him.
Wow.
They,
than one?
Yes. A few years later, and here, this letter get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later, we had children, but not the natural way.
So crazy.
That mean?
Sex was still not, stop. How you gonna just try to keep typing?
I know, I know.
A few years later, we had children, but not the natural way. Mm-hmm. Sex was still not a part of my life. Okay, well, let's get on back to, but not the natural way.
Uh-huh.
So who cares is these?
What's that sound he just made?
who cares is these?
That means
you done had not the natural way.
I don't know. That's so crazy.
Who set these kids on y'all doorstep in a basket and walked off?
Like in a black and white movie?
Yeah, where were you walking past a car with all the windows rolled up and just saw this baby just beating on the window and you let him out and kept it?
That is the craziest line in the movie. I mean, in the letter.
What was you a foster parent?
Mm.
And then just kept the baby?
Oh, okay.
Did you adopt the baby?
Mm-hmm. She does. She never says. She never specifies.
All of this still makes you a good parent. But if you say we didn't have children the natural way, I'm just assuming what the sex was still not a part of my life.
Mm.
For the last 2 years, we have slept in different bedrooms, and he's okay with that. We only have sex 3 or 4 times a year, and I have to beg for it each time.
Mm.
This is the mistake of the letter. We only have sex 3 or 4 times.
Oh.
See, you're saying we as in you and him.
He
having sex all year long. All year long. He having sex somewhere. Ain't no man all right with sex 3-4 times a year. An inmate. Go work something out.
Yeah.
More than 3-4 times a year. Inmate.
How have they done this for 21 years, though? Steve?
Ain't right. How she done it for 21
yeah,
years.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't done a damn thing. He on the road having continuous sex.
Wow.
He on the road.
Shut
and
up,
every
Tommy.
Time he come home on the weekend, he got to rest up. He done bought toe his bladder out. Listen to me. None of this man's internal organs work correctly.
Wow.
No more. Nothing. His spleen is worn out.
His spleen.
His kidney, gallbladder, colon ain't worth a damn.
He just sick.
His urinary tract got so much stuff in it.
Oh, God.
This man might have fallopian tubes.
He was a woman.
This man had done been up in so many different projects. You sit up here talking about we ain't had sex. I have tried to seduce him, but he does not like anything I try. He don't like what you try. He like what somebody try. You ain't doing it like them girls doing it on the road. Okay, let me see. Ready?
Ooh,
he sees
like
absolutely nothing wrong with our marriage. Why would he? Why would he?
Okay.
You letting him just have sex with you 3-4 times a year. You ain't stopping him from having it nowhere else.
And she's begging him.
Hell, a whole lot of people are signing up for that.
Okay.
It's some men right now. If you go to them, ladies, some of y'all, look, ain't been happy in a long time. Go in there and tell your man, look, we just going to have sex 4 times a year. You go do what you want to do.
Watch this here.
Watch what happens.
Yeah. He's going to leap for joy.
You know how many men will stay with you from now on?
Okay, get to the pornography line, though.
We have never had an emotional connection, but I've never had trouble with him cheating on me. That's because you don't know it. I have tried everything, and I'm ready to call it quits. Should I stay for the children, or should I go? Stay for the children. Now, unless your kids got something to do with sex, what is you staying for them for? You just said you didn't have them the natural way. We don't even know who kids these is. So what is you staying for them for? They don't even know you. You don't know them. You ain't they mama and he ain't they daddy. You ain't had them the natural way. Them somebody else's kids.
Unnatural.
Should I stay for the children I left him? We're in our 40s. I failed to mention he loves pornography.
Hurry.
Gaggle all the sex he wants.
Yes.
Having the sex with Playboy Centerfold every night.
Oh, my God. J. Anthony Brown's Man in the Streets coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah.
We're in Paris, though,
yes, we are.
Don't really know where we are.
We're live at the Hilton Paris Opera Hotel in beautiful Paris,
something?
Friends. Yes.
Has your child ever said something to you
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to backhand their ass across the room?
Yes. Yeah.
But you know, but like I'm talking about like a, but like they really letting you in on some information. I mean, but like hey, Dad, it's like nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of my children, I'm not gonna say who it was.
Okay.
Just told me the other day, because their little job is going great, and I hope they're right. And you know, I ain't in the dream crushing business because it can happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, God's grace, you never know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just told me like, I was telling them how hard it was for me to make it,
mm-hmm.
and some of the stuff I went through to get here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how long I struggled to get in a position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my child told me the other day.
What?
Dad, in 1 year, I'm going to make $1 million.
Took you decades.
I went to, what the? Who the?
Right.
How the?
Where in the?
Yeah.
Ain't no way in.
You know what?
But, Dad, but stop me, though. Mm-hmm. Dad, I hear all you
saying. Let me school you, Dad.
Uh-huh. Dad.
Yeah. You don't know everything.
In 1 year from right now, I'm going to make $1 million.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Wow. Wow.
That was I wanted like, to go.
Na, 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 in your
where
face.
In my parenting, have I failed your dumb ass?
make you think.
Yeah.
You just go. But hold up, though.
Not that easy.
Hit it, killer, though.
Okay.
Ain't made now, damn money. But then came up with this idea, and I'm just telling them how the idea got to work. I didn't shoot the idea down. I thought it was wonderful, but I was encouraging them. I was going to tell them, now is the grind part. You got the idea. Mm-hmm. You got the faith. Okay, faith, that's good. This is what you want to do. But now, the work part is what you got to put in. No. Dad.
You understand.
I'm going to make $1 million. This time next year, I'm going to make $1 million. You'll see.
They don't understand the work part. They don't get that part.
No, they don't. So,
there you go.
And it's our fault.
Hey, Jay, what you got, man? You the man on the street? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I just, you know.
It's about OJ, Steve.
You're back.
You've been
You got things. You ain't talked in a month.
I ain't said nothing in a month to nobody.
You got stuff on your mind.
It's just been me and my girl talking for a whole month. That most wonderful time. You really got to love somebody. Spend 30 straight days with them.
Yes.
All day, 24/7.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You love them.
Yeah.
That you really got to be love. Cool with a person.
Well, wait, though, Steve, good. You've been three asking days in, about.
I'm good. 3 days. Been... Give me three. Three, I'm good.
And that's
three.
It, Jay.
He three said 30, days. Jay.
What'd you say,
no,
Carl?
No, no, no. Three. Three, I'm
well,
good.
Hold
we
on,
can go
Jay.
Our separate ways after three. Anyway.
Come on now, OJ. Steve's been asking about OJ
all morning.
OJ, I took it to the street to talk to the people, whether he should be in or out. What do you think, man on the street? Steve Harvey Morning Show. Check it out, y'all. Jandy Brown for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. OJ might get out of jail soon. What do you think?
Well, he served his time, so why not?
Let him out?
Let him out.
They just need to keep his ass locked up.
Thank you.
I think he deserves to be let out. They tricked him to go up in there and try to take his memorabilia back, and now look what he's
doing. We keep him away from knives?
Yeah. Get him some gloves.
Thank you, man.
Keep him in.
Deserve to be out. I don't think he's supposed to be in there in the first place.
I think he should get out.
Shouldn't be locked up forever because he was stupid.
I think it's great. You know, he realized he made a mistake in life. He want to correct it. You know, that's good.
You think he should get out?
Yes.
Why?
Is he too old? It's not even the guy at the house.
Yes. Okay. J. Anthony Brown for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Should O.J. Simpson be getting out of jail soon?
I think he's still hasn't learned his lesson.
You know, let him out because I know people that have killed someone.
He killed someone.
OJ did not do it. He'd been in there too long. He didn't did the time. OJ, I watched a special on him. OJ just wanted his stuff back. It was his property. OJ need to let him be free. That's what we need, a campaign. Let OJ be free. For real, he needs to be out. That's messed up, Jay.
Jay Anthony Brown for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Do you think OJ should be out of jail?
No.
Absolutely. He shouldn't have never went. Because that was his stuff.
But he used a gun.
No, he didn't. They planted it on him.
Oh, they planted it. Thank you. How you doing? J. Anthony Brown, Steve Harvey Morning Show. The question is, OJ should be getting out of jail soon. What do you think? Should he stay in or get out?
Everyone needs a second chance.
Uh-oh.
He did something wrong, so he should serve the time for it.
He's been in 9 years.
He can stay some more.
O.J. Simpson may get out of jail soon. What do you think?
Yeah, they should let him out. He did his time.
No.
You don't think he should?
No.
Absolutely they should let O.J. out of jail.
All right, you have your hand.
They still got love for O.J. out there. They still got
love
for O.J.
That's a compelling question. Yeah. I'm, man.
His parole hearing is set for tomorrow, Steve. Mm-hmm. I know you haven't seen news.
Here's a few things that threw me that I just remembered out of all the comments.
Go ahead.
They tricked him into going up in there to get his stuff.
Right.
That wasn't the only one I heard like that, Steve. He was set up. I heard lots. You got
to
edit down for 2 minutes.
Five.
But there's a lot.
Five. No, Jay. Five men, all over 50, sat down with one another and ran it by each other. And five men, all over 50, said, yeah, let's go up in there and get your stuff back. With a gun. That's dumb.
UJ, George Wallace, and you all are sitting around.
Say it, Thomas.
Yeah. And don't forget Cheryl Underwood. Thomas. We got to put Cheryl Underwood in there.
Cheryl Underwood. and George Wallace. Yeah, let's go up in there and get your stuff back with
we going,
a gun.
Steve, we're going to Michael Collier's house to get our jokes back.
Jay. Jay.
Yeah, you loaded it, Jay.
Jay, back in the day, that would have been a fight. Next thing.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
somebody
Jay
said we need to march for OJ. Ain't nobody marching for OJ.
Uh-uh.
I'm not making a sign or buying a stick.
We'll be back.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So before we went to break, we're talking more about this OJ situation. He's up for parole tomorrow, Steve. You've been away, but he's up for parole.
These is just questions.
Okay, you have questions.
Question, Steve.
I'm just because I've learned not to make any more statements that y'all can stab me with.
Okay. Right, we've been telling you this for years.
Dirty, low down haters.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So yeah. Now, let me just ask
trying to protect
questions.
You behind.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you know anybody
what
who's gonna buy a stick and some cardboard and make a free OJ sign and staple it to the stick in March?
No.
Do you know anybody?
No, I'm not about that move.
Are you planning on buying a stick, some construction paper, and a magic marker?
No, I'm not about that life.
Can I just say this? Can I just say this?
Yeah, go ahead.
From the man on the street I did, Steve, there might be a couple that would march. Just at least 10.
Okay, Jay.
They love him in L.A.
Okay, let me ask you something. Yeah, well, he don't love them. Listen.
It's not a two-way street.
Yeah. How are you making that decision?
Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna say that. When the last time he said he loved y'all?
He don't, but they love O.J., man. I'm telling you.
Okay, well, can I ask you a question? Because, Tommy, you're 50 now, right?
Yes, sir.
You just turned 50. Jay, you more than 50.
Uh-huh.
I'm older than 50. Let me ask y'all this here question. Do you have four other friends that's 50 who y'all can sit in a living room drinking, smoking, whatever y'all do?
Right, right.
And in your ignorant moment, say, hey, let's all four of us get a gun and go to a hotel and get Steve's Emmys back.
Because
I lost, let me tell you, they stole two Emmys from me.
Mm-hmm.
Best game show host.
Right.
Went to Ferguson for Cash Cab. And another one. Do you have four friends who would do that?
No. But OJ thinks he deserves his parole. He says he's been clean for 9 years. He hasn't had any write-ups. He took all the programs and classes.
I'm cool with all that.
Just saying.
The question he has is, do we have four friends that would do that?
Right. Now, let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the reason he got 33 years for going up in that hotel room
with a gun?
No.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it had anything to do with the fact that a lot of people think he killed two people in that driveway and got away with it?
Yes. That's the reason for it all.
Okay, cool. Now, let me ask you this question. These are just questions I'm asking. Based on what we know about the judicial system and black people.
Yes, sir.
Is OJ's getting out tomorrow?
Yes. I think not tomorrow, but he is going to get out.
Yeah, he'll get out.
The judicial system and black people was the question? No.
Yeah. This is not a statement I'm making. This is a question. Let's be careful.
It's possible, Steve, that he could get out.
The next month he'll be out, dog.
He is going to get out.
Because the Las Vegas prosecutor, I don't think anyone is testifying against him tomorrow. During the parole hearing.
The question was based on the judicial system. The question was based on the judicial system and black people. Is he going
to
get out?
I don't know who y'all talking about.
But if you don't think
Ronald Goldman daddy going to be there.
That's right.
This is not the criminal case.
He going to be there. But that's got nothing to do with it.
Folks, I've had Ronald Goldman's father on my
talk show. You did.
Let me explain something to you.
Yes.
This man don't care how he pay.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna pay because he is convinced that he killed his son.
He's not the only one. Yeah, that's convinced.
I'm pretty convinced of it myself.
Me too.
Yeah. I have been since day one.
And he's in prison today because he's stupid.
Yes.
Okay.
If he'd have just went away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Took his ass to Mexico.
Played golf.
But no.
He got away with murder.
Oh, before I make this stupid statement, let me ask a question.
Okay, put in question
form. Do you think he got in prison? Because if you think he got away with double murder, do you think because he tried to go back and jump through airports and play golf where he used to play golf, that it kind of ticked a lot of people off?
Yes. I didn't make
a statement. Didn't I ask a question?
This is like Jeopardy or something. Almost.
Yeah. See, that's how I've learned to be. I learned that. God talked to me while I was on vacation.
He sure did.
And he told me.
Answer prayers.
Don't you say nothing else stupid. They can stab you with your pen. You make all your statements in the form of a question.
Okay, let me say this.
Get mad at me for asking a question.
And let me say this. OJ thinks that all this media hype, like even us talking about it probably, is going to screw with the parole board and put pressure on them to keep him locked up.
Well, but let me ask you this, though.
You're messing with his release, dog.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. This is a question.
Okay.
They all
if
are.
If OJ is dumb, if OJ is dumb, and if he had not got his dumb ass in the first place,
is this a question?
Would we even be talking about parole tomorrow?
No, of course not.
If this is another question. If his, and I'm not saying he's dumb, but I'm saying if you think he's dumb, if his dumb ass hadn't went up in that hotel with the gun and them four old ass people, would we be talking about him being free tomorrow?
No, not at all. If
OJ had took his ass to Mexico,
is this another question?
After he killed them people,
is this another question?
If you think he killed the people,
thank you.
Okay, there's another question.
After OJ had gotten away with murder,
yes.
If he had just took his ass to Mexico,
yes,
and become a Mexican citizen,
yes,
and been in Tijuana,
right,
selling OJ t-shirts and the book.
Right.
What if I did it? If he had been selling the book and been doing donkey tricks.
Not the mule.
Donkey tricks.
Yes. In Tijuana. Because he got to earn some money. So, and had been doing donkey tricks with the donkeys.
Okay, come
so,
on.
So, you know, everybody would pay because I'd have flew down there to see it. I'd have went to Tijuana.
We got to go.
And I'd have been drinking a little shot with the worm in it and everything to watch OJ with the donkey.
We'll be back. Oh, my God. He's back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Here we are live from Paris, France. Oui, oui, bonjour. All of that. We're at the Hilton Paris Opera Hotel. Beautiful hotel.
Which happens to be in the cultural opera. Mm-hmm. Garnier District. No, Garnier.
It's Garnier.
It's Garnier in France, sure.
That's how you got that argument. Let's just like that. Just
put
like
the
that.
Italian guy.
Yeah.
Just like okay.
That. It's near famous department stores.
Yes, it is.
Galleries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easy access to all the cultural attractions.
Like
over
the Louvre.
Here.
Yeah, museum.
Mm-hmm. Everything. The Hilton Paris Opera House.
It's
a $50 million refurbishment.
Yes.
That happened here.
A couple of years ago, yeah. It's beautiful.
Set up to accommodate modern travelers.
Mm-hmm, that would be us.
That's us, yeah.
And it's the flagship for Hilton Hotels right here in resorts in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
268 rooms.
Yes, Steve.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. 800 square feet of meeting space.
Mm-hmm.
800 square meters. That's different.
Look at you trying to say
European
metric system. Yeah.
I'll change it for it's meters. 800 meter meeting space. That's woo. That's high.
It's nice. State of the art technology.
800 meters. That's like the 400 meters twice. That's two times round the track.
That's the only way you can measure.
Yeah, that's how. I know. 800 meters. I was going square. That's small.
Yeah.
800 round. Yeah. The hell she got them.
Hey, you're looking out the window now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? If you go to...
Let me tell you this right here. Everybody in Paris can't dress. Don't get confused.
Thinking it's all runway, huh?
Hey, man, speaking of
but
dress...
it's a beautiful hotel.
Yeah, really mm-hmm. is, man. And the people here are so nice, man.
Oh, really aren't they so polite and...
Have y'all seen any black people?
Yes! What?
I mean, not just y'all.
Yeah. No. Jay.
I'm looking at one right now.
Paris is very different, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
This is Marjorie's favorite city in the world.
I love Paris.
This is her favorite city in the world.
You know, this was my dream to come here since I was a little kid. Always wanted to come
really?
To Paris. Oh, yeah.
It's like New York.
Yeah, it's just like New York.
I know your mama was looking at you strange. You saying you want to go to Paris.
Yeah, she was. She was, Jay.
Bad and bougie.
You were bad and bougie very young.
I always wanted
to
come.
I've been wanting to go to Vegas since I was a baby. You don't even understand.
That's your dream, huh?
I said, as soon as I get some money, my ass adding straight to Vegas.
Vegas, here I come.
I just wanted to go to Six Flags. That's all I wanted, man.
Yeah. We went to the mall yesterday.
How was it?
Oh, how? What?
What?
It's the most beautiful mall in the entire world. Okay. Wow. My God.
A lot of luxury shopping, Jay. Just a lot happening.
Shirley
and I had to get oxygen every night.
Yes. Yeah. We were hyperventilating. We were. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I was texting Mississippi Monica and found out y'all was in the Chanel store.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we were. Yeah.
We were.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Monica said she wasn't buying a damn thing. She was Monica over here looking for a Target.
I'm with you, Monica. I can get
and
all that.
So disappointed that ain't no damn Target over here.
We have fun.
It's
great. Yeah, we ate at a great restaurant right across the street. We say the hotel is in the Garnier District, and we ate at the Garnier restaurant yesterday. Delicious food.
I'm taking y'all out tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I love my job and my boy.
Yeah. We have
this
fun.
This going to be pretty good.
Oh, really? Because you turned us on to the...
Are we going to have caviar tonight?
Caviar. Oh, don't say that in front of Tommy. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sorry,
hands
Tommy.
That give a damn. Raisins.
Bitter hate. Raise your hand.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Jay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, you're back. Got a lot of questions.
And listen to me. Mm-hmm. The new Steve Harvey has had a revelation.
What?
On his vacation.
Okay.
What's that?
Because I have been a comedian for 32 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, I retired professionally from performing live August 15th, 2012.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which
we were there.
Changed my life, actually, because I have so many shows really? Now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know that was the reason, but God... does what he does.
Right.
Uh-huh. He's magical. He does stuff I don't really understand.
Oh, yeah.
But I just follow.
Yep.
So
are not our thoughts.
So now that
thoughts.
I'm a comedian, mm-hmm. and most people fail to realize that at times, they've taken so much stuff that I've said out of context and used it against me. Mm-hmm. The Asian joke, the Flint water thing, which I never said anything against the people in Flint. It was so horrible of that, and I really had to make amends for that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just so many things I've said, taken out of context. Here's the new me.
Okay, what's
I'm
the
not
new
making
me?
No more statements.
Oh.
Yeah.
A new Thank Steve?
You. No yes. more controversial
so you're gonna,
statements.
You're going to be quiet then? You're not going to say?
I'm going to be quiet. But oh. I'm going to ask the questions
oh, okay.
that people want to know.
Oh, okay. Like, for example.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I was saying. Steve, this is something you've always had an opinion about, but I guess we won't get your opinion now.
No,
since
I
you,
had no more damn opinion.
You're no longer making statements.
He ain't sticking Steve no more.
But so you haven't heard about Michael Vick. He's advised Colin Kaepernick to cut his hair. Because, you know, Colin wears a big fro now.
Uh-huh.
To cut his hair if he wants to play in the NFL again. Some people don't agree with what Michael Vick said.
What do you think?
Okay.
He can't, Carla. He can't. He just.
Okay,
he can't
well,
make
let
a
me
statement,
ask you
Carla.
A question.
Okay.
Okay. You wanna? Okay.
He gonna what? Question us
to death.
What type of hair does RG3 have?
He has those braids.
Yeah, the dreads or something. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of braids.
He hasn't cut them yet. Flat.
And where is he quarterbacking?
Well, he's had injuries. It has nothing to do with his hair.
Where is he quarterback?
The question,
I
Carla.
I don't know. Yeah. Jay, Tommy, where is he
well,
the quarterback?
Well, I mean,
at?
When you get Michael Vick to speak up for you, you're in a world of hurt. It really is.
Uh-uh, well, that dog. Was Jay.
That and was don't Jay say he your that. Dog, Tommy. Please,
dog.
Don't say that. Don't say he your dog.
That's
no.
my dog.
Okay, now, okay, now, let me ask you a question.
Okay. Another question, Steve. What?
Has any team... picked up Colin Kaepernick?
No.
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 You ain't been gone.
I mean,
that
I'm saying no. I'm not even in the
but
sports.
Do you think it's because of his hair?
Well, let me ask you this, though.
Another question.
Well,
what?
I have to ask these questions.
What?
Don't get on my nerves.
Curious minds want to know.
What?
What?
Another question. What?
Ask it.
If somebody told you.
Uh-huh.
They would give you millions of dollars
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
to cut your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Would you cut your damn hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I look like you about the
OJ
head.
Cut it. What you talking about? Yeah.
How did he get it in
He was just making a visual picture.
Hey, both of you.
Okay.
I let Stevie Wonder cut my hair if somebody give me that much money.
So let me ask you a question, mm-hmm. Steve. Are you in agreement with what Michael Vick said?
Well, let me ask you a question.
You didn't answer my question with a question.
Collared ass ain't working nowhere. Mike might have a damn point.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we made it through this day. First day Steve's back from his vacation.
The big dog.
He's been off the chain.
Yeah. Are you exhausted, Steve?
This has been the most exhausting thing I've done.
Work in 30 days.
Hey, I ain't been on TV or nothing. Just at the 2-hour mark of this radio show, I was done.
Well, your nephew is here to save the day. He's going to do just one more thing for you.
For the whole 11 minutes?
No.
It's about 8.
No.
Yeah, about
just
eight.
Real
you got
short.
8 minutes just, to just one more thing?
Uh-uh. Well, he just wants to do this.
I just
see,
want
why,
to know
why
him,
I got I? A funny feeling about this, though. And I ain't really.
Well, we held it down. The nephew held it down when you were out.
You should be thanking him. Yeah. Or you should ask him some questions.
You know, I can't say nothing. I really learned how I'm going to have to be on this radio. Y'all ain't stabbing Steve Harvey no more out of context. Oh, no.
You're done with that, huh?
You are out of the woods. You good now.
I know, but you know, Tommy, man, but they've been doing me so cold because I don't understand people no more, man. You know, I heard Giant Jerry Seinfeld say it, but I didn't pay no attention, but he's absolutely correct. He said political correctness is killing comedy.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't do nothing. That.
Yeah.
You can't say or do anything anymore.
Yeah. I can't say nothing I want to say, though.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can. Just Steve.
Yeah, you can. You and Jay, fire away.
Oh, and they do. They haven't stopped.
Because y'all not going to stop.
Yeah, you should have heard the Strawberry Letter while you were gone.
Let me ask you this. A lot on the show.
Let me ask you. Am I asking too much?
What, Jay?
I've held back a lot.
No, you didn't. No,
you filtered?
Oh, that's scary.
I don't have words that have come out of my mouth a lot.
Oh, you need to stop.
All right, Tommy, what you want to know? What you?
Just I just want to know thing. If I'm asking too much. Am I wanting too much if I want to sit down with OJ, watch Colin Kaepernick play some football while we sipping on some drinks that Bill Cosby mixed up and wait for R. Kelly's singing camp to perform at halftime. Am I asking too much, though? That's all I'm asking.
Because if you drink anything Bill Cosby give you, you'll be looking for your underwear when you wake up. You will.
You know what?
All I want to do is sit down with OJ, watch Colin Kaepernick play some football.
Not going to happen.
While we're sipping on some drinks that Bill Cosby mixed up. And wait for R. Kelly's singing camp to perform at halftime. That's all I'm asking, man.
R. Kelly going to hand your ass handcuffed, so you don't want that. And OJ going to stab you in the back. You don't want that, man. You don't want none of that.
Tommy, you know what? Oh, my God. I just thought of something. You didn't tell your uncle this, Tommy. What happened to you at the chateau? You didn't tell him about
that. You
didn't tell him that. You haven't heard this,
gonna
Steve.
Do he gonna
you've
do
been
me.
Away. You've been away, Steve.
Yeah, Uncle Steve, on my side on the phone, man. I'm using the phone in the front yard. And I get ready to go back inside.
You might have some questions, Steve.
And right before I get inside, I put my hand on the doorknob. And I heard a car pass by. And all I heard was, N-word.
The word, though.
I couldn't believe it, man. I mean, really said it with the E-E-R. I mean, all of it. And I ran down to the edge of the E-E-R. Fence. The car had already turned the corner. I was devastated. Devastated. I have been called the N-word in my neighborhood.
What's the question, Steve?
You was...
Yeah,
you was devastated because you got called the N-word in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Come on,
Where do you live now?
Uh-huh.
What kind of neighborhood do you live in?
Put it out there, Steve.
Chateau.
Answer the question. That's got a chateau with a gate on it, and you the only N out there. I'm just asking you. Where is the surprise?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
But then can I ask you another question? when they said it, why did you run to the gate?
That's what I said.
Because there's other people live on the street.
Yes.
See, it's other people who live on the street. Mm-hmm. When they said N-word, why did you run down to the gate and confirm what they had already said?
Exactly,
Steve.
These are great questions.
What you should have did was just take your bougie, half-rich ass in your chateau and shut your door. Now you disturbed. You can't believe they said
the unmitigated gall.
How dare they?
Yeah.
The audacity. Mm-hmm.
You done moved out there where GPS came from. We don't even know, you know, because I heard people talking about they were going out to one of Tommy's parties.
And the GPS cut
off at a certain point.
Yeah. That's right.
You can't even use your cell phone in his house.
Yeah.
That's why I was out.
Because ain't no reception.
Right.
No. It's very far.
He lived that far out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, no.
He's brand new.
Now, just around the corner.
Can I say something, please?
Hold on. Just around the corner. This is just a rumor I heard.
Okay.
Matter of fact, let me ask it as
a question.
You don't want to repeat nothing. Come on.
What?
Tommy.
What?
Did you hear the rumor that around the corner 4 weeks ago there was a cross burning?
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Did you hear that?
No, I did not. Jesus.
Oh. Okay.
Have you noticed out where you stay that the Targets is out of all sheep?
On that note,
don't you say nothing else.
Welcome back, Steve.
Just a question.
We'll be back tomorrow live from Paris, France at the Hilton Paris Opera Hotel. It's beautiful here, you guys. If you get a chance, please come.
In Paris.
Yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.